Hoonah has embraced a federal stimulus program designed to make broadband internet more affordable in rural Alaska. Residents of the Chicagoff Island village, about 40 air miles from Juneau, are flocking to connect with SpaceNet, one of two satellite internet service providers offering deals in Alaska. Not only that, but a few local residents have jobs installing and maintaining the systems. KTOO's Casey Kelly has more.
Hope Anderson has one complaint about her internet service. Ravens keep sabotaging her satellite dish. Besides that, the owner of Hoonah's Misty Bay Lodge says she's been pretty happy with it.
It hasn't let me down. I like that. I do all of our online banking and our emails and managing our website and booking tours and everything through our computer, and it's worked great for me.
Like a growing number of people in Hoonah, Anderson has taken advantage of a deal offered by SpaceNet under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. The company received a $7.3 million grant to install its Starband systems in parts of Alaska and Hawaii. Thanks to the grant, customers get free equipment and installation, as well as a subsidized rate of $49.99 a month. Mark Munson is Starband's general manager.
We had a couple thousand to start with, and now with this grant being able to add 4,000 more, folks who wanted it but simply could not afford the initial upfront cost and the monthly cost suddenly have the ability to get it.
Munson and a team of SpaceNet employees were in Southeast Alaska last week to meet with customers and the company's local dealers. Joe Ashcroft installs and maintains Starband systems in the region through his Ketchikan-based company, Seaport Telecommunications.
I'm not a great fan of corporate welfare, but this program seems to help everybody.
Ashcroft says he's seen firsthand the growing demand for broadband internet in rural Alaska.
When we come to Hoonah, we started up here to do 7. By the time we got here, we had 13 people signed up, and before we left, we did 19. And that's been our main problem, not getting enough dishes here. You know, it's hard to get them here, and then we don't bring any more than necessary because it's costly. And then we get somewhere, and everybody wants one.
SpaceNet's satellite internet offers download speeds up to 1.5 megabits per second, not as fast as the high-speed cable and DSL services offered in more urban areas, but much faster than dial-up. Long before federal subsidies were available, Hoonah's city government decided to use Starband to connect to the internet. City Administrator Marlene Duvall likes that she can call local people to help troubleshoot when something goes wrong with the system.
Since we are, for all intents and purposes, isolated as a community and there are different internet options, appeal, first and foremost, for a provider is that local technical support. When there's an issue, we need somebody here in our community that can respond to our needs.
Critics of federal stimulus programs say they haven't done much to improve the U.S. economy, but Sally Smith with the Juneau office of Alaska Senator Mark Begich says a program like the Broadband Initiative is creating jobs today and for the future.
It's so important to our educational system to have connectivity in Alaska, and it's so important to developing Alaska's growing economy. If we are not up to speed on the internet with the rest of the country, entrepreneurship doesn't have any place to put its product.
So far, SpaceNet has installed about 400 of the 4,000 Starband systems the grant covers for Alaska. Another company, HughesNet, received a $58.7 million grant to install satellite systems nationwide. While in Hoonah on Friday, SpaceNet officials presented the local youth center with 1 year of free internet service. Reporting from Hoonah, I'm Casey Kelly.